Pastor Dr. W. F. Kumui.
Somebody there, praise the Lord. Tonight is a yoke-breaking night. In your life, in your family, in Boko land, in Chief land, and all over the world today, Christ, the yoke breaker, is presented to you. And every yoke will be broken in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you, you remember us. You remember everyone, especially those under any yoke, any oppression, any attack, any affliction. Tonight, you brought us together so that all yokes will be broken. Amen. Bondages completely shattered. Amen. The sick healed. Amen. The sinner saved. Amen. The prodigal brought back home. Amen. Great things, wonders you'll do here tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. God bless you and God bless your amen. God bless you. You can sit down. We're coming to Isaiah chapter 10. And I read from verse 27. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day. And you need to recognize the day in which you live. If you don't recognize the day may come and pass without you recognizing. You see, all the people that have got signs, wonders, miracles in their lives, they recognized the day. Look at that woman with the issue of blood. 12 years, she's gone here and there looking for solution. But she realized her day. She had been hearing of Jesus. And Jesus, the healer, the savior, the yoke breaker, came to town. And immediately she realized and said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And 12 years of suffering or problem vanished away. She realized the day. Here is a man on the street, and people were passing by. He was blind, couldn't see, but he could hear. And he heard many people passing by. He asked, what's happening? So much crowd today, and they are moving on. They said, is Jesus of Nazareth passing by? All of a sudden, he realized, this is my day. Many people just live from day to day, and when the day of deliverance comes, they don't realize. But he realized, and he said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And eventually, the blind eyes were opened. If you realize that this is your day, your blind eyes will open. You rise up from that wheelchair. Every yoke in your life, everything that bound you, everything released today in Jesus' name. Because it says, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder. When the burden is on your shoulder, like a bag of cement on your shoulder, you can't stand straight. You can't stand out. You can't stand tall. You are bent. And You might be walking, but you are bent and you are walking. You will not see what's in front of you. You don't see the future. You don't know tomorrow. As you are bent like that, sometimes the load, the burden is in your heart. And because of the burden in your heart, you know, when you put something heavy on a soft ground, that soft ground is pressed, depressed. And when that burden, when that load is on your heart, you have depression. You're depressed. And everything on the inside is sinking and sinking. No joy, no happiness, no excitement to live. But it is when the yoke is broken, the burden is taken away. What depressed you is taken away. You have come alive. I came to announce to you today that you are coming alive. Depression of your life in Jesus' name. And all that oppression, all that regret, all that sorrow, all that suffering, everything comes to an end tonight in Jesus' name. And then when the burden is shaking off your shoulder and his yoke from off from thy neck. Whoever has right, whoever has authority, whoever has power to put a yoke on your neck has the power to drag you anywhere he wants. You see, when you put a yoke in the neck of an animal, and then you put a rope, you can pull that animal anywhere, and you can tie that animal to a post, and that animal will never go beyond the length of the rope that ties that animal because of the yoke. And you see, when people are under a yoke, they're limited by unseen power, by unknown power, a kind of power they cannot shake off. But we're here today for a declaration, and we serve notice to every oppressor and everyone that puts any yoke on you there. I come to serve them notice. They'll pack their load and go from your life. And then it says, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Say, and my yoke shall be destroyed. Say it as if you were sure. Say it confidently, knowing that tonight the yoke is destroyed out of your life. How is that yoke to be destroyed? Look at this. It says, it shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Anointing breaks the yoke. The yoke in your heart, the yoke on your spirit that you are bound, you are tied, you are confined, and the yoke will not allow you to exercise and to manifest all that your brain, all that your mind, all that your life, all that your resources can bring out. No, you are covered up and you are constrained and you are confined because of the yoke. And thank God, today, tomorrow, and day after, 3 days in Boko, every yoke will be shattered. Every yoke will be broken. And anything and everything from the time you came to this world until now that has just retarded you, confined you, and it just puts you there. Maybe sickness, maybe disease, and whatever it is, thank God you are here. As long as you come, and you come with your mind, you come paying attention, yokes are broken. It tells us it is by the anointing. What kind of anointing? Let me show you. Acts chapter 10. I'm looking at verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost Well, we're familiar. If you read the Bible from the Old Testament, you're familiar with the anointing in the Old Testament. They bring oil and they pour it upon the high priest or the priest. That was anointing then. But look at all those anointings of the oil in the Old Testament. And look at Aaron, for example, and look at the yoke of backsliding. And the people came and said, make us gods, even though he had the oil of anointing, but the profuse anointing of the Holy Ghost was not there. When he ought to say no, he couldn't say no. He said yes. And because of that, he made idols for the children of Israel and said, behold the gods that brought you out of the land of Canaan and go out of the land of Egypt. And God said, Moses, go down to your people. See, they've gone astray. They've gone afar. They've made them calves. And they have said, this is their God. They have changed their God. They have changed the indestructible God, incorruptible God, to the image of a corruptible animal. And but he had the oil. Had the oil. Tell me about David. David had the oil poured upon him. We don't have the time to tell his story, but now Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. How God the Father anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And because of that anointing, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, he went about doing good. He'll do good in your life. Salvation is doing good, and Christ does the good, and he gives us the goodness of salvation. Salvation in your life tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. Healing. Somebody help me shout healing.
Healing.
On the top of your voice.
Healing
from incurable disease is by the Lord Jesus, and that is doing. Look at that man that was hurting himself. He was in the grave, living in the cemetery, and then heard of Jesus and ran. And Jesus said, oh, how many evil spirits are tormenting? He said, legions, thousands of them. And one word, the anointing broke the yoke, and all those evil spirits came out. And tonight, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever, he has come to deliver you. He has come to break the yoke out of your life. And it says, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You need to realize that the yoke is not from God, your creator. You know, there are people that will say, if there is cancer, would you say, take heart that God knows what he's doing. And he knows that cancer is what you need at this time, not God. The people that Jesus healed is your blood, blindness, and those who have paralysis, those who have deafness, those who are dumb, even those who are dead, like Jairus' daughter, like Lazarus, all of them, they were the people oppressed of the devil. God does not oppress. God will not oppress you. It's the devil. And because it's the devil, Jesus, the yoke breaker, will knock the hand of the devil out of your life today in Jesus' name. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God was with him. And because of that, there is that inseparable connection. You could never separate Jesus from God the Father. And because they have been united from all eternity until the present time, until eternity future. And because of that, inseparable connection between God the Father and Jesus Christ. Because of that, the anointing remains and the anointing breaks every yoke in your life. I said, it breaks every yoke in my life. It will happen to you tonight. So I'm talking to you tonight on Christ's yoke breaking power that sets us free. Three things. Number one is the yoke bondage of corruption. Number two is the yoke breaking through conversion. Number three, the yoke banishment through his kill. He'll banish completely yokes out of your life. That even people that saw you before and they saw the signs and the symbol and the affliction of yoke in your life, they look at you, they can examine you. After the prayer tonight, they will not see any yoke again. Banished today, banished tonight, and banished forever in your life. Give me a good tip. Amen. Number one is the yoke bondage of corruption in Romans chapter 3. Reading from verse 10. Romans chapter 3, verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. None righteous, no, not one. What could that mean? By birth, none righteous. The one that was righteous on the first day of creation, when God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And because God is righteous, God is holy, and because God is pure and God is sinless, Adam and Eve were made in the image of God. So they were the only one before Jesus Christ that by birth, at birth, they were righteous. But you know their story. They ate the forbidden fruit. And because of that, that was disobedience. Disobedience is sin. Sin came into them, and sin corrupted them. Sin depraved them. Sin defiled them. And they had no child before that defilement, before that depravity. It was after the fall of Adam and Eve that they had the first son. His name, Cain. Cain, you know, he was carnal. He was cruel. He was murderous. Because no good thing can come out of the union of the unclean. Can anyone bring a clean thing out of unclean? No, not one at all. So Cain was corrupt. And then you go on and on. In fact, we're told all the people before the flood, they all corrupted themselves. No one. So by birth, they were corrupt. And you know, by birth, you are corrupt. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Don't shake your head and say, no, I wasn't corrupt. Who taught you to tell lies? Nobody. You started telling lies before you went to school. Before you even knew the word lie, before you saw that there is a word they call lying in the dictionary, you already started it. So by birth, you were corrupt. Number two, by practice, you practice it. When you did something, you took something you shouldn't have taken. And if mommy asks me, this is what I will tell her. If daddy asks me, who took this? Who broke this? Who destroyed this? This is what I would say. By birth, a sinner. By practice, a sinner. And when you do something over and over and over, let me explain. When you do something, we call it H-I-T. And when you do it a bit more, I-T, you join B, that becomes beat. When you say, why have you done this? You say, just a beach, a beach. And then when you join H, it becomes a habit, a habit. Each, beach, a beach, habit. It became your habit that now, not only by birth, not only by practice, by habit, you were corrupt. That's why it says, there is none righteous, no, not one. Look at verse 11. In verse 11, there is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. Verse 12, in verse 12, they are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable, and there is none that doeth good, no, not one. That's where we're coming from. That's our past, from the time we were born. We went to school, but you know, learning English and learning chemistry and learning mathematics didn't take lying away. And learning, even, you know, we're learning French, we're learning Spanish, we're learning all these, you know, either ancient languages or modern languages. That did not take the corruption away. And then we went higher and we learned engineering and we learned medicine. What could that do? All that did not take corruption away. In fact, it brings the summary in verse 23. In verse 23, it tells us, it says, for all have sinned, all. The low and the high, the educated and the not so educated, the man and the woman, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Is there any way out? Yes. Praise the Lord, there's a way out. I say, praise the Lord. There's a way out for all of us. All have sinned, but Jesus Christ came. And he was the only one that was born without sin. He lived without sin. He overcame every temptation. Temptation of the flesh, temptation of the eyes, temptations of life. He overcame, and now he died for us. The just for the unjust. The righteous for the unrighteous. The one that is unblameable, spotless, sinless. He died for all of us sinners. You should be happy that Christ came to die for you. And because he died for you, that corruption he'll knock out of your life. And, you know, the corruption we're talking about eventually becomes a yoke. Yoke of corruption that we couldn't set ourselves free from. Look at number two here. Number two is our yoke breaking through conversion. And Christ came. And why did Christ come? He said, what you can't do for yourself, I will do for you. You're tied up. You're under a yoke. You're under a spell. You're under a carnal corruption. And you tried the best you could, yet your best produced the worst. That's why he came. And we're told in Acts chapter 3. I'm reading from verse 19. Acts 3, verse 19. It says, repent ye therefore. I'm sure you've heard that word before. Repent ye therefore. Now, repentance begins with, number one, regret. Why did I do that? How could I have done that? How could I be so cruel? How could I be so wicked? How could I be so rebellious? How could I be so disobedient? I regret that I ever did that. But just regretting is not enough. what I spoiled by my evil action. I regret it is spoiled, it is spoiled. And my regret can never repair a life that is shattered, can never repair a life that is broken down. And then from that regret, I say, if I had my chance again, I will never do such a thing. They call that resolution. I resolve, I determine, I will never do that again. And there are even some people that go further. If I ever tell any lie again, I'm going to punish this mouth. And when they find themselves saying something, sure, I said, they give what we call a dirty slap to their own cheeks. My friend, you know, all that regret and all that kind of resolution will never make it. How many times have we said, I'll not do that again? And we do exactly that dumb, silly, evil thing. And then we have remorse. We're so sad. My friend, you don't look nice today. You're normally a cheerful person and you smile and you are normally happy. Yes, I'm disappointed at myself. Not at other people. Other people are bad too, but here at home, in myself, I'm so bad I can't believe it. And I resolve, I will not, I will not, I will not. And yet, the evil I said I will not do, that's exactly what I do. And the good that I promised I was going to do, that I do not do. And so I have remorse. But, you know, you can regret, that's not enough. You can make resolution, that's not enough. And you can be sorrowful and sad, that's not enough. It's like, you know, Cain was discussing with Abel, his brother. And nobody had ever killed another person that Cain ever saw. But all of a sudden, he just decided, was so angry. Who are you angry at, Cain? What has Abel done? Abel offered a sacrifice, and God accepted that. If you did the right thing, you'll be accepted too. God is no respecter of persons. And yet, he was so angry at the good person, the junior brother, just killed the junior brother. And of course, he regretted later because God said, Cain, where is your brother? Or he said, my brother, Abel, am I my brother's keeper? And then God told him what he had done. And the blood of your brother is crying up to me because of what you've done. And when the judgment came upon him, he regretted what he had done. He said, my punishment is more than I can bear. But you know, that is not enough. You need to get to the point of repenting, of turning. By the grace of God, grant me your grace. Grant me your forgiveness. Grant me the strength of character. I'll not do that again. That's what it means. Repent ye, therefore, and be converted. Again, can I say, just repenting is not even enough. You have to be converted. If you say you repent, you go to God in prayer. God, here am I again, I have come. I have done what I shouldn't have done. I have not done what I should have done. Go on. You must repent. It's not enough to just say, I have done, I have not done. You must make up your mind. That is evil. I will not go that direction again. I turn. I turn my mind. I turn my back. I turn my affection against all those things I used to do. And then he says, I'm being converted. Let there be an inner, inward transformation, that the grace of God comes upon your life and you're totally converted, renewed, refined, reformed. And then it says that your sins may be blotted out. The Lord tonight is waiting for you to come to Him through Christ, and He will blot out your sin. But you know, it's when you repent and you say, Lord, grant me the grace, turn me around, change me, transform me, and those evil ways I used to go, I will not go in that direction anymore. The evil companions I used to have, that always I may go to church, and whatever I hear, when I begin to discuss with them, they don't mind those preachers. How about, you know, if we don't do this now that we have the chance, when are we going to do that again? And they turn your mind. But repentance means all those people that you are connected with that always influence you to do evil. You repent, you turn away from sin, and you turn away from those sin partners, corrupters, that will turn your heart against the Lord. And when that salvation comes to you, like salvation is coming to you tonight. I said salvation is coming to you tonight. When that salvation comes after repentance, there's conversion, you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it says, a time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Understand that. Understand that. He will release a time of refreshing. But, you know, you're not going to force God or beat the hand of God, knock the hand of God to release anything. He watches when he sees repentance, genuine. And when he sees you're asking for the grace of God to have transformation of life, conversion, he says, this one has repented. He'll be pointing to you tonight, you have repented. He'll be pointing to you tonight, you really mean it from the depth of your heart, that you will not continue in evil in Jesus' name. And then he releases the refreshing, the renewal, the transformation into your life. Look at verse 20. In verse 20, it says, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Verse 21. In verse 21, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution. That what there means of restoration. That what there means of refreshing. That what means of renewal. Renewal will come from heaven upon your heart, upon your life. And then it says, of all the things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. All the promises that God has put in the mouth of those holy prophets of old, those promises, the Lord will remember them towards you. Amen. Promises upon your life. Amen. Prophecy, good prophecy upon your life, and there will be a fulfillment in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at verse 26. In verse 26, it says, unto you. Who is that you here? I said, who is the you here? Unto you. Who is the you? It's me now. Who is this you? God has decided he wants to bless you. He will bless you tonight. He will save you tonight. He will heal you tonight. Unto you. First, God, having raised up his son, Jesus, sent him to bless you. That's why we're here in Boko. He sent the Lord Jesus to bless you. And I am just the one that comes to inform you. Did you know? Know what? That Jesus came to bless you. They didn't tell me before. That's why God told me to come and tell you. Amen. You are blessed tonight. Amen. Blessed with forgiveness. Amen. Blessed with freedom. Amen. Blessed with salvation. Amen. Blessed with total conversion. Amen. And blessed with the fulfillment of the promise of God in your life. Sent him to bless you in turning away everyone from his iniquities. Amen? Amen. Now, turning away. By the way, what does that mean? You know, there is, let's say, for example, look up here. You can see in front of you something attractive but poisonous. You can see in front of you something inviting but very dangerous. You can see in front of you something glittering. Say, come, 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 I'm for you. And yet that thing is deadly. And because it's in front of you, you physically turn. But you turn your face, but you don't turn your mind. Your mind is still there. Your vision is still there. Your desire is still there. The turning that the Lord is referring to is not a physical turning. It's the turning of your mind away from that dangerous, deadly, defiling sin. To turn us in our mind, to turn us in our desire, to turn us in our aspiration. I used to love that thing, but now my mind is turned away from that. My affection is turned away from that. My concentration is turned away from that. My focus is no more on that thing. And the Father God in heaven sent Jesus. That when, you know, all I could have done is to try and turn physically away from that thing. Sometimes you even close your eyes so that you will not see that thing. But as you close your eyes, unfortunately, the picture is already on the inside. You're still seeing it. You're still desiring it. You're still planning to have it. But it is Christ that comes to bless us, and it turns our mind away, turns our affection, turns our love, and turns our focus away from all iniquity, so that his blessing will be upon your life tonight. Amen. A better amen. Amen. Look at number three here. Number three, the yoke banishment through his kill. Through his kill. You know, in our lives, Satan did not announce to Eve. He didn't even mention his name. He didn't come to say, you know, I am Satan. All Eve could see, he saw the serpent. But within the serpent, Satan. And he didn't announce, I bring sin to you. And with the Satan, sin. And he didn't announce, I'm bringing suffering on you and your descendants. The serpent, the Satan, the sin, the suffering. There was no suffering before Satan came into the garden. Then, after the suffering, the sickness. And there was no sickness, check up, in history. No hospital, because no sickness before the fall of Adam and Eve. It's the coming of Satan and sin that brought all the sickness. But thank God now, Christ has come. Amen. Amen. And it brings us kill. And the yoke that came as a result of Sin within. Actually, that word sin in English, S-I-N. Am I right? Tell me now. Mark my paper as a teacher. I spell sin. S-I-N. Right or wrong? Tell me. Okay, what it means is S-I-N, Satan in nature. You see, Satan, he was Lucifer, but he had rebellion up there in heaven, and he drove him out, and he came to the earth. Already, he had evil in him, and he even corrupted angels. Think about that. And now when he came, and Eve did not know. Eve was ignorant. And Adam did not know. And eventually, as Satan entered in, Satan in nature, sin came to their nature. And there was no way they could set themselves free except that Christ the Master, Christ the yoke breaker, Christ the deliverer, he came so that he will banish that power of Satan away from their lives. And he has come to you tonight. And as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That's why, as you look at Isaiah chapter 53, I'm reading from verse 4. It says, surely he has borne our griefs. It's referring to Christ. Surely, 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 without any shadow of doubt, he has borne our griefs. The sorrows we had, the suffering we had, the sickness we had as a result of our sin. He has borne that. He has carried that away. From your life tonight, he will carry every sickness away from you. And carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God. That's why he cried, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me? When he was carrying your sin upon himself, carrying all your disobedience and rebellion upon himself, he was meeting the smiting you ought to have, the punishment you ought to have was laid on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the moment you believe, all those condemnation, punishment, whatever, it'll carry everything away from you. It says, an afflicted, look at verse 5. In verse 5, it says, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was wounded for whose transgression? Tell me out aloud. For our transgression. And you know, you cannot punish the same sin two times, double. No. That sin that you committed and you merited the judgment, the punishment of God, that punishment had been laid on Christ. He removed it off you. Why? He said, you know, if you bear it yourself, you will not live in the presence of God forever and ever. You'll die the second death, and it's eternal. You'll be separated forever from God. But he, because he had no sin of his own to atone for, he was perfect, a perfect substitute, and he had the power of life and resurrection. And he was the only one that could die like that and rise again, because he had the power that no other human had of life and of resurrection. That's why after he died for our sins, for my sin, for your sin, he rose again to justify us. And then it says he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Give me a good amen.
Amen.
Let everyone hear a good amen.
Amen.
You see, that's all he wants you to believe. That the punishment you should have borne, Christ bore everything. You lost your peace. You lost your serenity. You lost peace of mind. But Christ, not because he took off the punishment, he took off the pain, he took off what should have been upon you for all eternity, he took that away. He says now he has borne the chastisement of our peace. And then look at this. He says, with his stripes we are healed. How many of us? We are healed. Are you healed?
Yes.
With his stripes, tell me. Look at personal, I am healed. Amen.
Yes.
Have you ever been to a doctor before? Maybe yes. And the doctor gave you the pills, tablet, whatever. And they put it inside a bottle. And you close, you lock the bottle. But you can see that pill right there, and it's very good. And the doctor said, all you need, take this one. And once you take it, and he tells you how to, you know, take it maybe with water. You say, yes, sir, I will. And you took that bottle home, and you put it on the table right there. And you see it. If I take that thing, I will be well. But you didn't take it. And then you go to the doctor 1 week after. Doctor, doctor, I am sick. But I gave you something. Did you take that thing I gave you? Doctor, I'm sorry, I didn't have time to take it. Okay, there's nothing else I recommend. Go back home and take that thing. You go back home and you see the thing there. I am busy. I'm too busy now. I can't take that thing. I need to read that. I need to work on that. I need to, kind of weed that thing there. I need to go to the farm. And you're still sick. And then 1 week, 1 month after, I go back to the doctor. You say, doctor, I am surprised. I'm still so sick. Why are you still sick? That thing I gave you, have you thrown them away? No, they're under my table there. Have you taken any of them? Doctor, you know, I didn't have time. I had to go to the farm. I had to do this and do that. That's why I didn't have time to take those things. Well, what can the doctor do? The doctor has given you what could help from his own angle. But you are not taking that. Now, what can God do that he has not done? He has given us a Savior. We have read about the Savior in the Bible. The evangelist has come to you and has announced that Jesus Christ had been given, and by his stripes we are healed. All that remains is that you will take him, believe him, trust him, accept him, and he will take your sin away, and he will take your sickness away. And you hear other people give their lives to the Lord. And then you just get up and, you know, you sing with us. You hear everything that has been said. You even open the Bible. You saw it there, but you went back home. And you still continue in your sin. Have you taken Jesus to be your Lord and Savior? No, but I enjoyed the preacher. And anytime that preacher comes to town, he is my preacher. I like him, like him, like him. But you like him to lick him up. Because you're not doing what he's saying. And now he says, another chance has come. You want to have Jesus as your personal Savior. Where are you there? Don't only regret. Don't only have resolution. Don't only say, I am sorry. Totally repent. If you don't, then you go back to the same condemnation. You're like that unwise person that had the solution right there in the bottle, sitting on the table there, but well, not, and it doesn't take 5 minutes. Just take it, put it in the mouth, and it's there. And just take Jesus as your personal Savior. You have another chance tonight. Jesus will be your Savior. Jesus will be your healer. And Jesus will be your deliverer in Jesus' name. Because with his stripes we are healed. We are saved. We are delivered. We are forgiven. We are set free. The call is coming to you again today. And as you respond, I will take Jesus as your Savior, it will save you. Amen. A better amen.
Amen.
And as your healer, Jesus will heal you tonight.
Amen.
It's bowed and eyes closed. It's bowed and eyes closed. It will forgive every sin of the sinner that comes to him. And it's not a long, long prayer. Just say, Lord Jesus, I have heard. I repent. I turn away from my sin. I turn my mind away from all those sins. I turn my heart away. I turn my affection away. I turn my focus away from all those sins. And I come to Christ now. I receive him as my Lord and Savior. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you are having Jesus as your Savior tonight to take your guilt away, to take your condemnation away, to take the punishment of sin away from you. Just raise up your hand. Your salvation has come. Thank you there. God bless you. God bless you real good. Do that if you've not done it. Raise up your hand. Lord Jesus, I receive you as my personal Savior. I turn away from my sin. I turn my mind away. I turn my focus, my attention away. And I turn my aspiration, ambition, everything, my desires, I turn everything away from my old life. I want your new life. I want your forgiveness. Do it for me now. You will do it. Raise up your hand. Your salvation is as near as Christ is near. And it says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst. He's right there. And you just raise up your hand. I receive him as my Lord, as my Savior. He comes to forgive. He comes to set free. If you are raising up your hand, God bless you there. Please stand up. You are raising up your hand, you'll stand up. You are standing up for Jesus to become a soldier of the cross, a soldier of Christ. You raise up your hand, you stand up. You say, Lord Jesus, you are my Savior. I belong to you from now on. I turn away from my sin, and I ask for your grace to turn me away completely from all my past evil. Forgive me, change my life, grant me your grace, and grant me a new life in Christ. Stand upright there with your hand raised. His forgiveness, his salvation will come to you. Tell him while you're standing up, yes, I regret I ever did all those things. And if you truly regret, you'll not have pleasure in them anymore to go back to them. I resolve by your grace, I will not go back to them anymore. I turn. The Lord answer your prayer. The Lord receive you. The Lord forgive you. And the Lord change you, transform you completely. And let all our people say,
amen.
Keep standing and praying with you now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray according to your love, according to your promise, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I pray for all your people. They have called upon you and they have indicated they want the salvation of Christ. Save them, forgive them, set them free. Break the yoke of sin and the yoke of corruption out of their lives in Jesus' name. Convert them. Transform them. Give them new life as they believe on you. That the things, the bad things they used to do, by your grace, they will do them no more. Give them assurance that their sins are forgiven. Give them assurance now they're children of God. Thank you for the answer. Thank you for their salvation. For those who are here and for those online, thank you, Lord. We know they are saved. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
God bless you. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there. They will get the information from you. After that, I'll come back and the yoke of sickness, disease, will be banished out of your life from tonight. Our officiating minister can come and lead us at this time.
Keep on standing. Keep on standing. The counselors are by your side. They will come around. Please, all our workers, all the choir members, all our pastors, all our leaders, all our counselors, please be by the side of those who are deciding for Christ now. There are very many, so please be very close to them. Please keep on standing. The counselors are there. They have a card. They are going to give you to fill. Please fill those cards legibly. Fill them with capital letters. And as you fill them exactly as you are expected to fill them. Just tell them, fill in your name, fill in your address, and in your address, describe that place where you live to the counselor. The counselor will be able to see how to get over to you to help you later. And in your name, try to fill in the name you are known in the neighborhood where you live. In that place where you live, the name by which you are known. And as you fill in those important information on the cards, please take note that tomorrow there will be banquet for you. There will be lunch hour with Jesus that will take place by 3 o'clock. In the afternoon tomorrow. So when you come, that tent over there, you see it over there, that is where you will be, will meet you to tell you more. The counselors have a package with them. They are going to give you from the convener of the GCK. And that package is to help you to keep your Christian life. And if you are watching online and you gave your life to Christ, after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link just at the foot of your device, what you have, you are using to get this program, this message. You click it, you see the link there, written gckhq.org/connect. It is below your device or what you are using to get this program. Please visit that link, click that link, and then fill out the form so we can assist you further in your new work with Christ. Also, if you are listening through the radio or television and have just given your life to Christ, please send your name, your phone number, and your location address through this SMS or WhatsApp number. Take it down, +234 915 444 9263. So our counselors are there. Please, our counselors, please get to everybody. Keep on standing if they have not attended to you. You see our counselors with their badges hanging on their neck. They will give you attention. Please give them all the information you have on that card. And while that is going on, others can be praying, seeking the face of the Lord, for the Lord to visit you tonight as He forgives your sin. He's going to touch you and heal you as well. So be praying. And so please, the counselors, let's do a thorough job. And like we've told you, there will be special banquet for you, those who have given their lives to Christ tonight. There will be a banquet for you this Sunday of this week. Sunday is 5th of July. So there will be a banquet, and it will take place at number 7, Bayange Atoll. Deeper Christian Life Ministry headquarters, and the regional headquarters scattered all over the state by 2 p.m. Please don't forget it. More details will be given to us later concerning this. Our pastor is delighted to have you join that special banquet. And if you give your life to Christ online, just fill the form by clicking that link we told you about. And then more information will be given to you on virtual banquet that will be taking place. So please, let me give you the WhatsApp number again. You can use to get across to us your details. Plus 234-915-444-9263. Please let me know if we are true, counselors. If you are true at this left-hand side, that's my left-hand side, your right-hand side there, but my left-hand side, can you please wave to me, counselors? Wave your flag. Just wave it if you are finished. I want to know. Okay, counseling is still going on. Please, if you are finished at the central area, just central to the stage here, can you wave if you have finished? Wave your flag so we can see. Okay, counseling is still going on. Please, counselors, be faster, because we have a lot to do to those who have just decided for Christ. What you've just done tonight is the greatest decision that you can ever make. And that decision will determine a lot of things in your life. And it's the best decision to be a child of God, to have your name written in the book of life. What a great story that Jesus comes to live inside you. So as you have decided for Christ, the grace of Christ has come into your life. You are going to see how your life will be so different and so influenced by the power that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. So please, counselors, my right-hand side, far, far there, far away there, please, if you are finished, can you wave your flag? Wave your flag if you have. Please, counselors, get more of the cards. Go to other places where we still have many people unattended to. God bless you. And those of us, you came tonight that the Lord will touch you. I can assure you, you will never go the same again. Just be praying and be envisaging what God is going to do for you tonight. Be thinking about it. Be picturing it in your mind. What God will do for you. Very great thing. Something great will happen tonight. Undeniable touch from the Lord. So, counselors, please, if you are finished now, my left-hand side, can you wave your flag, please? Supervisors, wave your flag. If you are finished, this left-hand side, wave it to me so I can see you. Wave it. at the central area here. If you are finished, can you wave your flag? God bless you. Please, the left hand, the left side, if you are finished, wave your flag. Wave your flag so I can know, I can see you, to know that you are finished. At the far right, please, if you have finished there, can you come to where I can see you? Wave your flag, please, so I can see you. Counselors, be faster. The man of God is waiting. He wants to offload something, the virtue that will take care of your yoke tonight. So be getting ready. Tonight is tonight. Counselors, please, the supervisors, at the far right, can you wave your flag if you are finished there? Wave your flag, let me see. Counselors, please, if you give the cards to people to fill, request for the return of the cards. Let them fill them. Return them back to you, please. Return back to the counselors, the cards that are already filled. Please ensure that vital information, the phone number, the name, the address, and how we can get to those who have decided for Christ. Please get those things filled in on the card, please. Okay, this central area, they are true. God bless you. The left-hand side, are you true now? Can you wave your flag? Please, the supervisor, where are you? Raise your flag, let me see. Supervisor, the left-hand side. Please, don't forget those who are outside the central area here where the crusade is taking place. You see those who are at the sidelines. Please also attend to them. We want everybody to be captured in the records. So please, at the right-hand side now, if you are finished, wave your flag so I can see you. Wave your flag. Wave it. Wave it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. The man of God is about to come. So we have just a few minutes. He's about to come. Let's hasten up. Let's hasten up. Let's hasten up. The left-hand side now, I suppose you are true. Raise your flag. Raise your flag. Let me see if you are, true. You are true. Heaven is rejoicing tonight. There is joy. Joy in your heart for what has happened. You will see the manifestation of that joy in your life. The counselors, the man of God is about to come. Please, counselors, return those cards. Let's all rise up now. Rise up, rise up. God bless you. Amen. I am blessed. I am healed. Tonight I receive.
My yoke is broken tonight. It's already confirmed in heaven for you in Jesus' name. Identify where you have the ailment, the sickness, the pain, the disease, the discomfort. Any challenge you have, identify that. Lay one hand there and raise up the other hand. God has seen you where you are. He has pity, concern, compassion for you. And he has sent that Lord is laying all your pain, all your sickness, laying everything on Jesus Christ, his Son. Tonight, you're healed. We're praying now, and heaven will give us practical, positive performance. After the final amen, you check up, you'll not find that sickness again. It breaks every yoke. It's ready. I'm sure you are ready too. Father, in Jesus' name, amen. We glorify you and praise your name. We know you are a God who cannot fail, and that you are faithful. Faithful to everyone and faithful to every promise you have made. I pray for everyone here tonight, having sickness, having pain, having disease. I command that sickness, that disease, come out in Jesus' name. I pray the healing virtue of Christ be upon you right now and flow through every part of your body. Be healed in Jesus' name. You have hearing problem, hearing impairment, you can't hear very well. Lord, touch their ears, make them hear very well. Can speak well, Lord, open their vocal cords that they will speak clear and plain in Jesus' name. Sight problem, blind or dim sight, glaucoma, cataract, whatever. Lord, touch these dim sight and the dim eyes and the blind eyes. Heal them in Jesus' name. The bandage of the devil that blindfolds them, take all that away. As they open their eyes, they will see clearly. I pray for those who have any kind of swelling in their body, in the head, goiter, in the throat, in the neck, and swelling in any part of the body, armpit or belly or legs, that swelling, come out in Jesus' name. Any mental challenge there, oppression, affliction, attack, mental problem, derailment, be healed, be delivered in Jesus' name. Any demon operating in any life there, you demon messenger of the devil, I cast you out. Come out in Jesus' name. Curse operating in any life. I'm bringing affliction. I remove that curse. Amen. That affliction is removed. Amen. That yoke is broken. Amen. Be delivered in Jesus' name. Amen. Cancer, be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, be healed in Jesus' name. Tuberculosis, be healed In Jesus' name. Amen. HIV AIDS, be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Those on the wheelchair, I pray that strength will come into your body right now. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. You're on crutches, you are leaning on crutches. I pray that your legs will be firm. Your strength will be firm. And you'll walk independent of those crutches even now in Jesus' name. Any sickness, whatever the name, disease, whatever the name, I command you now, come out of them in Jesus' name. Any yoke, any confinement of the enemy, that yoke you are broken. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the yoke is destroyed in Jesus' name. You're free. You are free. Let there be a performance in every life. Manifestation in every life. Definite sign, wonder, miracle upon every life. Thank you, Lord. It is done. I said, it is done. I affirm, it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen. Check up yourself. Your miracle is right there. Put